In this world, nightmares lurk. They hide in our neighborhoods, walk our streets, wear our faces. But they are not us. They are the world's best kept secret, and we are gonna find them. Welcome to Uncanny Valley Cancer Cell.
Hello everyone and welcome. This is a Chronicles of Darkness tabletop campaign played in the Hunter the Vigil storyteller system. And we left off our story with everyone back at the bunker with the newly awakened victims of the Fey Nostalgia, which the party successfully killed last episode.
Woo!
Killed is a strong word.
Maybe imprisoned? It's overplaying it a bit. But
we kind of just shoved her in not even a fridge. We shoved her in a cooler.
We imprisoned her
in a Steven Universe bubble.
In a bubble of her own design.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sue me for trying to make you guys sound cool. I mean, Jesus.
Technically, this is cooler.
It's pretty cool.
It's quite literally cooler.
And it's a nice plot thread.
But our party members all have quite a lot of points banked. And given that they just had a very successful adventure, this seems like a good time for everyone to level up, spend some points if they want to. So I think you've all kind of picked out what you want to do. So let's just go around. You can let me know, and I will mark down your experience point expenses.
Who wants to go first?
I'm still on the fence, so Garrett, you go.
Okay. So I'm going to take an additional dot in my professional training as an occultist, because I think that's going to be very, very useful going forward. I'll be able to just refer to occult stuff, weirdness, a whole lot more easily.
All right, so that's a merit, so it's 1 XP.
Mm-hmm. And I want to put my second dot into a shared group merit that we haven't really discussed yet. The bunker where we're all hanging out in, that all the characters live in now, is a merit. And we discussed this with Buckle already, but players can put dots into it. And that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be adding a second dot to the bunker to have it go from a crappy bad place that is hard to live in into a place that is tolerable to live in.
So bring it from the 60s to the 21st century.
More like the early 1900s to the 21st century.
We kind of have to homebrew this dynamic. Normally, safe house dots refer to the quality of
amenities. Where did all this sea life come from?
The quality of the amenities and the size of the safe house. Since you all inherited an older safe house, I'm just going to tweak that and have the dots refer to how much of it actually works and how much of it is derelict and needs repair. So Abernathy just spent his points, and at their next downtime, he'll spend a little time fixing up the place.
I can't wait for that. I want to be a handyman Abernathy.
It'll be like an episode of like House Hunters or that show with Joanna Gaines. That would be good.
This old house?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll do a fun interlude with Abernathy.
I can't wait.
It'll be cool. So that takes care of your 2 experience points. John, you're next on the list. You have 3 experience points to spend.
I think the chief amongst Azim's concerns are being able to protect people or contain frightening entities. So he would be interested in the Bless Amulet merit, which required me to spend 2 points to raise my occult to 3.
Okay.
And then I spend 1 point to get Bless Amulet. That exhausts his 3 experience points. And hopefully he can just string up a shitload of those in the murder dungeon, and we can keep the cooler on ice.
All right, so let me make sure I understand. You spent 2 XP on 1 dot of occult?
Yes.
That's a skill, so that's correct. You have three to spend, mm-hmm. so that leaves you one more dot.
And I spent that on Bless Amulet.
And you spent that on the mirror. Okay, gotcha. All right, so that clears you out. Dee, are you still thinking on it?
I think I wanna ask a question, and then I'm gonna decide.
Sure.
So, with Brawl.
Yes.
If I were to use Brass Knuckles, would that be weaponry if I'm still brawling somebody? Or would it be straight up Brawl?
I think there's probably an official ruling on this, but I'm just going to go on intuition here. I would say that fist fighting, even if it's aided by a Brass Knuckles, still is Brawl.
Okay, then I want to drop my 4 experience points and by 2 points Brawl.
All right. Okay. Done deal.
I cannot wait to see that training montage.
Just a lot of punching sandbags. Mm. And JD, maybe.
Wait, punching JD?
Yeah, you know, like fighting. You're like wrestling, but with your fists.
All right. JD just wakes up in the middle of the night to see her there with a couple of gloves on. It's like, I'm up and I'm bored. I want to train. I'm sleepy. Don't care.
I don't care. Get your big boy panties on.
Rise and shine, thump.
It's just like an anime when their eyes have little stars in them. Get up. So, Steven, I think you said you didn't want to spend points right now.
Yeah, so I have 3 experience points right now, and Wolf just had his entire anatomy, physiology, and splat changed. So...
Yeah, I think it's totally in character to save that.
I'm just going to sit on this for right now, okay?
I will say, bear in mind, your empath ability is a mortal ability, so by the conservation of stats, you get that dot back.
Now that you are not mortal.
So it's a 2-dot merit, so you get those experience points back in your pool.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Does this mean
let me get my book out.
Does this mean
he quite a bit of experience.
Does he no longer have the ability to, like, empathize then?
Well, what generally will happen is whenever you have a point or an ability refunded, mm-hmm. usually you'll want to replace that right away because it's like it transformed with you. Like, let's just, as an equivalent example, if the trailer that Mason bought to craft in burned down, in the story, that trailer is gone. But in the interest of keeping everyone of equal power and experience, he would get the resources dots he spent back as experience to invest in anything else.
Okay.
But it usually helps to think of it as a direct effect. So, like, the trailer burned down, he lost all his stuff, but maybe in the case of seeking insurance for it or something, he met someone influential and gains contacts, you know? Like, okay. Sometimes you try and come up with some reason that event created another skill.
Okay.
In this case, since he became a changeling, it may be wise to find an equivalent ability that changelings only have, or an enhanced version of empath that a changeling would have, and invest in that.
Wolf would still have all his, like, empath stuff. He's just not as attuned, I guess?
Or it takes on a supernatural quality. The reason that empath in particular and a lot of mortal abilities are mortal only is that they're meant to equal abilities that you would have in other splats in humans, just without magical abilities tied into them. So it's not really a valuable ability to a changeling because there are lots of abilities that give you similar effects, but that are directly tied to a changeling's nature or their particular archetype within the splat. So they just tend to like to refund those abilities so that you as a new creature that you are can make your sheet best reflect your new nature.
Yeah, because I feel like with Changeling, he might be able to get an ability where he can literally look in someone's mind and empathize. You feel that what they're feeling on a physical level instead of an intellectual level.
Okay. Exactly. That's a great way of saying it.
And I think that that's why. So he could use those points and take that instead. So he gets a different higher level version.
But since you didn't know about it, Steven, you can take some time to think about it. Absolutely.
Alternatively, I could just buy something fucking stupid.
You also could buy something fucking stupid.
Fucking stupid. Fucking stupid. Fucking stupid. Fucking. Okay. I have to say that was a very deft description of that whole idea.
You.
That was very well done.
Thank you.
Seriously, mazel tov on that one.
Yeah.
reading all those books paid off, even if I can't remember the damn basic rules. I remember that stuff. So yeah, we'll leave you that. I will make a note that I owe you, that would be 2 XP for the empath, right? So Steven has 2 extra XP to spend. And that brings us to Mike. You have 2 experience.
I'm gonna bank it.
All right. That's your choice. Cool. That didn't take too long. So, all
right.
Let's get into it now that you all are caught up. So, we'll pick it up the same day after you all have your pancake breakfast.
Waffles.
Waffles, sorry. That got retconned.
We have to keep track of our breakfast continuity, god damn it.
Yeah, fuck the little girl's name, but the breakfast got a match.
Yep. Good old April.
April.
Well, it's April and her now.
Good old April and May.
And their mother.
Who have always been April and May.
There's never been anything else.
Such sweet, darling children.
So we've really always been at war with Bossing Sai.
So, you all congregate. As your day goes on, and I imagine at a certain point, you all realize that a decision has to be made here. Given that you have these visitors who can't go anywhere just yet, but eventually will have to move along somewhere. So let's say that you're all meeting in the kitchen to discuss.
I'm going to say the rescuees
are only there if you want to pull them into it. I think it's a team meeting for the most part.
I'm perfectly fine with that. I think it'd be a good idea to have the adults there because they may have a better idea about where they want their lives to go than anything.
All right. So the adults will be there.
Do we ever learn their names? Because we have
I don't think I gave them names.
Yeah, because we
have Memento.
Figment and Memento.
So Figment was April.
Figment was April.
Mm-hmm. Figment, Memento.
And Memento but, and Reverie.
Yeah, no.
Reverie. Memento and Reverie are the two.
We do not have their names yet. I made a spot for it and never filled that information.
Okay, so Figment
we'll say whoever went to get Mason for this found him over by the door of the dungeon, stringing it up with numerous small wooden amulets.
Mason, I think we're going to have a group meeting.
Oh, all right.
It looks awful Blair Witch in here. Well done.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping to.
So I'll need you to make me your first Bless Amulet roll.
Okay.
So that will be. Can someone hand me the. Oh, wait, no, that was on the Codex of Darkness.
It won't be long then.
Yeah, so we'll look up what that roll is just in the interest of doing it right the first time.
Can I actually, as long as I'm thinking about it, can I do Meditative Mind for Abernathy?
You can't. Damn it! Ever again.
God damn it!
Yeah,
miss
go
it
ahead.
Once. Okay. Oh, that's 2 successes. Hold on. 3 successes?
3 successes?
Out of 2 dice.
You're sender to shit.
That's enough to actually get a bonus.
Ooh. Oh, nice. So if something great. Yeah, so if something really fucked up happens, then cool. I ain't gotta worry about it, maybe.
Yep. Okay, so
the power
for
of waffles.
That's the power of love.
For Bless Amulet, you
waffles.
spend a willpower and you roll Resolve Composure to imbue a charm with protection against ephemeral possession and claiming for the duration. So this amulet can't be claimed by anybody.
Okay.
So I'm going to say you roll. Oops. We'll roll.
It said it wanted me to resolve.
Yeah, resolve composure is what that should be.
I'm basically just going to use this to tie up the door or the chest if I can get inside. I think there was a double lock, so I might not be able to get inside right now.
Yeah, you won't be able to get inside.
Yeah. Okay.
Them some ones. Oh, good, you got a success.
Okay. We've got 2 successes.
You got 2 successes.
Or 3 successes, sorry.
Well, that's good enough. So you bless the amulet and you wrap it around the handle of the safe.
Okay.
Awesome. So, Memento is the old man, right?
Yes.
And Reverie was, what was her description?
It was a woman.
It's just a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she was a young woman.
Dark hair.
Buckle.
Yes.
There's something I forgot to mention last session because it was Greg Googly Moogly. It was all fucked up. So changelings don't look human to other changelings.
Correct. They have a seeming.
Oh. Yes, a mask and a mane, a seeming and a kith. So, the rest of the crew sees them as an old man and a woman. What do I see them as?
That's a very good question. So what you see them as are footmen, like you would see in an old castle. Except that their uniforms are made of sort of puffy clouds of smoke and rainbows and little glittery things. Their faces are very hard to make out. Their features are indistinct. Like, they themselves are unimportant. The important thing is the overall narrative of which they are a part.
Whoa.
What does Wolf look like?
I was thinking that. I thought you were about to describe your new digs.
I actually have thought about it. But, I'm gonna let Buckle decide if I describe that or not.
Well, given that you were not actually in her service, I think that your kith is different. You know, she didn't have any influence over what you look like. So what you look like would be an expression of Wolf as a person and his feelings about or during his change.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. Do you want me to describe it, or should we just kind of come back to this later?
Let's be mysterious. That's kind of fun.
Oh, you got it. I want to get dark now.
We have to give people a break. The last couple episodes were really dark.
That's true.
That's true.
We could talk about Mason's mother some more if you'd like.
No, it's chill.
We're good.
We're good.
Do you want Wolf to yell at a baby Mason about how his mom is dead? That was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks, I hate it. Okay. But I will say that you do get some very intense glances from the other two changelings in the room as they see your kith and react to it. Given that you are different from them, it's very noticeable.
Yeah, and Wolf is trying really hard not to stare or seem like he's just trying to look and act normal right now. He's intentionally sitting far away from Abernathy and them.
Okay.
All right. I suppose if anyone wants to try and decipher his true feelings, then we can do rolls. But until that happens, we'll just play it out. So the man and the woman sit on one end of the table together and look around at all of you. And the man seems content to keep his peace and simply listen in. The woman is a little more lively and engaged. So, who are you?
I suppose we don't really have a name yet, do we?
Mm-hmm.
And Abernathy maybe.
We were Paranormal Quest, but that's copyrighted, so we can't be that anymore.
It was such a good name, too.
We are we're hunters. I don't know if you know what that is, but we...
Yeah, we've been at this for like a day. We haven't really gotten to the name thing yet.
We're not incorporated or anything.
Oh, come on, guys. That's not fair. We've been at this longer than a day. It's been
Well, officially months. Added a day.
Yeah.
Okay, like as professionals, yes, it's been a day. But as freelancers...
Yeah, well, I mean, just saying that we haven't had time to get a name in order. We don't have, like, a sign-up outside or anything.
Or to get embroidered jackets, or to get, ID cards.
Easier question. Where are we?
Kansas.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
About a quarter mile under Kansas City, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bunker. Yeah, that's the word.
Oh. What? And she sort of looks down and purses her lip. What year is it?
It's 2018. November, is it the second or the first at this point?
Yeah, what date is it, Buckle?
Roll a d10.
Consult her calendar.
Oh my god, there's actually a calendar.
Yes.
Yeah, there's actually a calendar.
No, it's like either
okay,
November 1st.
Okay, when you had a
2nd.
Shooting schedule, it was really important.
Well, now it's either November 1st or November 2nd.
Yeah, I think it's November 2nd.
All right.
Well, you guys were in there a while.
Yeah, November 2nd, 2018.
Are you seriously, Stephen?
Wait,
he's
what?
He's got his hands over his mouth like he's like squeeing or
what?
Something.
What's going
you
on?
You made a calendar. I love it so much.
Oh.
It makes me so happy.
I've actually been keeping track of this because there are dates I need to keep track of.
Same. Is this like one GM fanning over another GM? Is this some sort of like professional like enthusiasm?
Yes.
Well, for what it's worth, I don't plan anything else, so I front loaded a lot. So yeah, we'll say it's November 2nd, about 11 a.m.
Okay. So yeah, it's the year 2018.
She sort of gasps and puts her hand over her mouth. So Y2K wasn't a thing, was it?
Oh shit.
Abernathy just sort of like no. Didn't stop me.
Well, this is actually Kansas City on Mars. Earth is gone.
Don't mess with the woman. She's been through a lot.
Okay, I'm not stupid.
I'm just making.
Tell when someone's laughing at me.
Making a ha-ha.
JD, come on.
Well, so then, did you go in 1999 then?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, wait till you hear about phones.
They had telephones in 1999.
Never mind. We'll show you later.
Yeah. Bush won the election, by the way. Twice. I'm still not sure how.
Anyway, we'll have to catch you up, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Where did you go in? What state?
I lived in New York.
Oh, that's going to be a trek.
Like, outside, upstate? City?
Buffalo.
Okay, well, you're not there anymore, and it's going to take us a bit, I think, to get you there. So.
I don't know if I even want to go back. It's been so long. Oh, God. I had kids.
You'll have grandkids now, then.
20 years, Jesus.
Potentially.
You might want to meet them.
But she's probably got a fetch we're going to have to deal with if she goes back.
That should be her decision, not ours.
At that, she does sober, and she nods. she says, I'll take care of that myself.
Shit.
I think for all of our benefit, it would be a good idea if we got your name, ma'am. Yeah, you as well, sir.
She has a sort of wry smile and tilts her head and goes, I disagree.
All right.
Yeah, understand, I just got my name back.
Well, do you have something you'd like us to call you? We can't just call you Lady.
Reverie's good.
Okay. What can we do for you? I mean, we got you out. You can stay here for a little bit if you want to and try and catch up before you go back into the real world. But, I mean, we can let you go, give you some money. What are you looking for?
She looks over to the man next to her, and they sort of share a telling glance, and the man nods, and she nods, turns to you, and she goes, I think we'll make our own way.
Together.
And the man sort of clears his throat and he goes, I didn't leave anything behind. Might as well.
Alright, well, we're kind of outside of the city a lot, so one of us will need to take you probably into town.
I'll do it.
To like a bus stop.
I can do that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you got a van, so it'll be easy peasy.
Yeah. Before they do any of that, Abernathy does have a couple of questions he wants to ask. So it says, what you're doing now is your own business, and I will not impede that, but I do have some questions about April over there. Sorry, you might still know her as Figment. Do you know anything about how she came into Nostalgia's possession?
The woman sits back in her chair and sort of picks at her fingernails. And at her discomfort, the man sort of leans forward and he says, her mother fell on hard times and Figment operated a helpline.
Operated a helpline?
For like when you could call?
For troubled mothers.
Nostalgia did.
She found a lot of helpers that way.
So she was tricked? She thought that she was giving her over to some kind of adoption service? What?
The man has sort of a bewildered expression. His eyebrows raise and lower, and he shakes his head, and he goes, I don't know about that. I got lost another way. And he looks to the woman trailing off. She nods, and she says, I used it. I can tell you about it. My daughter was sick. We didn't have any money. I saw an ad in the newspaper, and I called it. She said that they could help. It'd be free. We just had to send in a form, and they would send us information, and we did that. And there was a meeting. I think it's hard to remember. We went to some kind of an office, and she sat us down, and there was a contract, and she said that it was a charitable organization, and that they were there to help. And so we signed, and I don't remember anything until just now. I remember, but it's different. It's hard to explain. Is that enough?
It's telling me most of what I need to know.
If it hasn't been too long for her, and her mother's still there, she has to want her back. Right?
I can imagine so.
She's a good kid.
I have no doubt there.
I tried to freeze time around her so she didn't get too lost. I hope it worked. I don't know how long it's been for her.
She looks just about the same as her fetch, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's only been like 2 years, right? Yeah.
It's been four.
Four, yeah. Four.
For the little girl.
It seemed to work well enough.
Oh, good.
We need to make certain that her mother would want her back.
So if memory serves, the fetch probably wasn't too pleased with her position as well.
No.
Maybe an easy switch if we can make that happen.
We should.
I mean, she's pretty protective. It could have just been an accident. She didn't understand what she was getting into.
That's what it sounds like.
Should we speak to the mother then?
How are we going to bring this up?
And the fetch is alive, right?
Yes. Right.
it's a kid.
Probably it is. It
might not be a human kid, but it is a kid.
It's not a kid. They're... She recruits them from the wilds. They're not children. They're not human. They're not... There's nothing natural about them. They're hedge beasts and goblins and anyone that can pass for human.
All right.
So if we just tell it to scram and then replace it with the other little girl?
It won't go. Being human is too good for them. You need to... The fae creatures need energy to live. She looks at the man and it, notably at Wolf. We need energy to live. So, to have a place in plain sight in your world, it's a privilege. And no creature would give it up. Not for anything. You'll have to kill them. I already know I'll have to do it, and I'm not looking forward to it, but it's something I have to do for myself. And if it's to give her her place back, then that's something that you say you want to help. That's something that would help her. Because the fetch will never go away. It will, if it thinks that she's here to reclaim her life, it will kill her.
Hmm. That's fucked up.
It's probably the simplest thing that's happened so far in this whole debacle, though.
Alright, but that means we're gonna have to break into her house and just steal it out of his bed or something. That's way beyond my skill set.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be out of the house.
What are you proposing? We go to their school or something?
I understand that all of you have some trepidations with disposing of the fetch. And I think what one of my benefits is that I do not. Give me some time, I can find the right time to get a hold of the fetch, dispose of it myself. None of you have to be aware of where or when I do it.
Seems awfully dangerous for you to do by yourself.
Oh, it seems like an awful bad idea to do by yourself.
Fine. I mean, can't we? Maybe we can get some help on this level?
You should consider also that, well, April won't be human anymore either. And when you have so much more going on about your person, it can be hard to act like the person you were. And the fetch is an incomplete copy anyway. It would have been trying to pass for human, but it doesn't truly understand being human. There's a good chance her mother will notice the difference, and there's no telling how she would react, what may happen to April later. That's her name, right, April?
Yes.
I thought I heard you saying that earlier.
Right, then. So...
We introduce
the mother to the supernatural.
Well, I think she's already been introduced.
Oh, good, then. We just...
She may not know. I didn't know.
Yes, it sounds like she was duped.
Well, we would need to explain it then, because she won't be able to care for her child properly, and the child will leave. April will leave or experience extreme hardship if we don't have some sort of understanding met.
And whatever her age, she needs a court.
Court?
A what?
Who?
The courts are, I would probably know this, wouldn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, he'd know that.
Yeah. Now, the courts are... groupings of changelings in our world based on ideology. Some of them are nefarious, some of them are a little more benign, some of them want absolutely nothing to do with humanity at all, but...
I'm going to venture that those are very well hidden in Kansas City.
Oh, they are very much hidden anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think they probably want us human folk.
They would avoid it if they could help it.
Not our family.
No.
Well, most people.
When they become aware of new members of their court, they will seek them out. So it may be a good idea for April to start her other life before she then has to pretend not to have one.
So you say we should keep her here and try to introduce her to her court and then integrate her back into her family?
I don't know what's best for her. I don't even know what court I'm in. I just remember.
Don't you get to choose? Or is it, like, pre-assigned? Is this some Hogwarts bullshit? Like, sorry.
It is assigned. Usually based on whose service you were in or when it happened. I only know because I had a friend in the Goblin Market that would sometimes talk about people who got away. He was supposed to get me out, but you guys came first. And he said it was important to find your court.
Well, wouldn't your friend know? Mason?
Yes. She would.
Friend?
I have an acquaintance that's been a changeling for some time. She was one of Nostalgia's.
Notion? And the old man perks up and leans forward. You know Notion?
Tall, blonde woman.
They give you blank stares.
I don't know what her changeling name was.
Could we meet her?
It's a drive. I could call her.
The man puts his hand on the table in the nods fervently. He said, please do. We've been worried about her.
All right. I'll be back. I'll step off for a minute.
All right. Go ahead and call that a close on that scene.
Yeah.
This is a lot more complicated than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. See, when I first got the idea, and I think both I and Abernathy jumped to the conclusion of, oh, she got rid of her kid. She's super evil. Let's kill her.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think we all kind of thought that.
And, well, I did kind of mislead you. Yeah.
Well, anything with children is more complicated because it's with a person you can just kidnap them and then release them somewhere else or something, you know?
It's like, true for storytelling and real life.
With children, it's like, well, there's parents around and you have to sort of go through a lot of hoops because everybody's paying a lot more attention to kids.
They cannot take care of themselves, so there's an implied moral responsibility in their well-being.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, right? It sucks.
There's also I think as an adult who's a changeling, it's not unreasonable for you to expect them to have a double life and to keep this hidden like they need to survive. When you're talking about a child, that's a huge burden and a huge risk that kid, for the rest of their life, never slips up, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Fun with trauma allegories.
But I
anyway,
mean,
Wolf goes to the fridge and gets himself some Nesquik, because by God, he needs it.
You can take a point of clarity, isn't that it, Beck?
That
you milk.
Clarity's a little more complicated than willpower. It's more like my morality system.
You're still half and half, so go for it anyway.
Sure, why not?
You're in transition. We'll get you there.
Yeah.
Transitioning.
But, okay, I like the idea that Wolf has, like, taken milk to supplement, like, alcohol, and everybody else here is just like, wow, he's going on a health kick. It's so good for him.
Get them strong
bones. A health
bones.
Kick? It's Nesquik. It's mostly sugar.
Well, then no one
probably
notices anyway.
Good
call. That's the point.
I mean, Wolf, despite being one of the more put-together people on the team, was never a picture of health either. I mean,
you mean the overweight former heroin addict wasn't the picture of health?
I mean, he exercised a lot, but he also disappeared at night sometimes for a long time.
He also took, God, what was his name? Our boy, William. He also took William to McDonald's a lot.
That's true.
Our child.
All right.
You can pry those apple pies from my cold, dead hands.
So I think we have a follow-up conversation about what you all want to do first of the options you discovered in the last scene, and we have a call to Amelia. So who wants to go first?
Well, I would like to settle the thing with Amelia, just so we have a better idea of where to go forward.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Yep.
Okay. What do we want to ask?
Darla wasn't here for it, but we as a table heard your conversation with her. She did mention she knew somebody that killed fetches. Mm-hmm. That could be really useful for us. We might ask her about that.
Well, I meant about the girl.
Well, we need to find out what the court is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe introduce her to her court.
That's, yeah. That one of the things she mentioned was
potentially all of them.
Yeah.
And maybe you should see if there's one, like a court that meets in Kansas so we don't have to drive to St. Louis.
I didn't get my
We're going to have to take a child all the way to St. Louis.
What did they call her?
Maybe.
Notion. It's Amelia.
Actually, there's no saying that that court doesn't have a presence in Kansas City.
That's what I was saying. Maybe we could ask her if there are, you know, a spring or autumn or whatever court here that we could take her to.
Yeah.
Instead of driving for 4 or 5 hours to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Because I'm led to believe, and this is metagaming maybe a little bit, but that they happen in any major city.
Right. Just so you know, if you do discuss the idea of a fetch killer, if it's difficult, just remember, Abernathy does it for free.
Mm-hmm.
I love this character.
Abernathy is a serial killer. Oh my god.
Only of bad people.
Ooh, that's still a serial
killer. Bad.
It's an evil. I
feel like I'm beating a dead horse with this, but I do not mind shooting this 7-year-old.
So you're telling me Abernathy beats dead horses?
Wow. On top. Dead animal abuse and a serial killer.
Why do you guys have so much conflict with professional satisfaction?
I am committed to my job, I'll have you know.
It's more than a job. It's a calling.
It's a calling. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's called a mental illness, but, you know, who am I to judge? I'm judging so hard. So hard.
All right, so you call... Well, are you ready to call Amelia?
I am. Should ask.
Okay, you call Amelia.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. It's Mason. Right.
You're the only one that doesn't want me to, or doesn't want to give me money from Nigeria, so.
Yeah. I hope you've been well. So there's been some developments after we, escaped with, when I say the name of the Fae?
Figment.
Well, you're not dead, so that's good. I thought you'd be dead.
I'm glad I'm not.
Well, or worse than dead.
Yeah. We escaped with some changelings. The girl, April, they called her Figment, and two others. They think they might know you. I believe they called themselves Memento and Reverie. And they had a name for you. Or at least they thought it was you. Notion.
She doesn't respond verbally, but you hear her sniffling on the other side.
Yeah. Sorry. I figured you didn't want to hear that.
Thank you.
But, they thought you might be able to help since you've been out longer. We don't really know what to do with April. Her fetch is still with her parents. Her mother originally signed away April to the Fae. And we haven't decided yet if that's intentional out of malice or out of some sort of desperation, and the parent was deceived. And they've mentioned something about courts that she needs.
On the other end of the line, Amelia makes the slow slide from sniffling to sort of soft crying to outright sobbing as you continue talking.
I'm sorry.
And it goes on for a very long time.
And I wait.
And after the emotion passes and she pulls herself together, you hear her blow her nose and breathe, and she says, I can come. Where?
Wouldn't you rather we come to you? But we are in Kansas City. It's a bit of a drive.
Kansas City.
I'd have to meet you and direct you here. My family, well, no, I wouldn't. You've been here before.
Your father gone?
No. We're apart, but he's around. I would have to get you in quietly.
Bring them here, then.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, but not far away when you're here.
All right. Amelia, there's the issue of the fetch. We've heard that it's very dangerous to the child. Maybe not the family now, but should we do something since we're here? Should we try and deal with it soon, since the Fae has been imprisoned, weakened? Or should we wait and get...
Maybe I should come.
Didn't you say you knew someone?
Uh-huh. I should come.
Okay.
To kill the fetch.
Ah. So you are someone.
No, I'm nobody. I told you. But I can come.
Okay. I will make preparations. Here, grab a paper and pen. I'll give you my number. And then I do that. And then if there's nothing else.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Please leave a message after the tone. Beep! And then she hangs up.
Lovely woman.
She is too sweet for this goddamn world.
I mean... Mason, she's a catch.
Go to her. Fly, you fool!
Is she?
I mean, it might be appropriate, but I don't know about... All right, anyways.
I mean, so... that redefines what, like... It's not really Stockholm Syndrome, but it's pretty close.
No, it's a Romeo and Juliet story, Buckle.
Oh, I see. Forbidden love.
Yeah.
They love just have to kill your father. It'll be fine.
Yeah! Shakespearean as fuck.
And then Abernathy. The hedge.
Be mine.
So Mason comes back from his phone call.
Well, Amelia has a lot to say, and she'd prefer to say it when she comes here.
Amelia.
She's here?
Here.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Seems like a opposite of a good idea. Yes. What do they call that?
A bad idea.
A bad idea.
Yeah, it seems like one of those.
I told her about it, and it was her preference. She's very concerned for the child.
Well, couldn't we just rent like a hotel room or something?
Yeah. That would be my preference. I don't want to bring her here.
Yeah.
It seems like a very bad idea. I already don't feel comfortable having the... Well,
Kansas City's bad enough.
I mean, I guess the alarm's already broken, but...
We are also under lockdown. How do we plan on settling that?
That will need to be resolved soon.
Well, we'll have to just take everybody to her she gets here.
I need to...
Yep.
It's easy as that. Not a big deal.
Convince... I need to be certain that the thing is restrained as best as we can. And then after that, we'll lift the lockdowns. We'll be able to meet with Amelia. It'll take her some time to get up here.
Well, we can't
we just lock down the place after us?
Yeah, we just put the little code in and then...
Yeah.
You can do that.
No, I think we could take more esoteric measures than that.
But in the meantime, that means that everyone needs to leave. So
leave or like?
Well, the changelings, they need to...
I mean, is she coming here now?
When's she gonna get here?
How long did it take us to get here?
There. 5 hours, give or take.
5? I imagine she just walked out of her office, locked it, and then started driving.
this is about as serious as a changeling's life event could be.
So do we use like a motel? Yes. That seems kind of skeevy. Or can we use a better hotel?
From experience, changelings have many modes of transportation.
Yeah. That they do. But you don't know that.
I don't know that.
We don't know.
Oh my god, she could be bamfing here right now.
Sometime in the next 5 hours, and she's going to contact me before she gets here because she does not want to meet my father.
Well, let's go get a place.
We need to, yeah.
Let's get the gang in the van and let's go.
All let's do is trip into the city.
I need to go verify security and then we will go. And then there's not a whole lot of inspecting he can do without actually getting in there, but does it taste like nothing's gotten out? Like it's remained constant. There's no.
Yeah, the atmosphere down there is very stale and unchanged.
It doesn't smell like there's a flood of
cut grass.
Yeah.
Nope.
So the thing's still in there, most likely.
Although, so long as these changelings are with you, you're going to have a hard time sensing anything else. Yeah, I mean, there's now 4 of them in your vicinity, so it's very strong. Okay. The old man does, of his own volition, take a trip down there and do some kind of thing. You can't really tell what.
Could I try and figure out what it is?
Abernathy sees this, he will be suspicious.
You can try and take a peek if you want.
Okay.
He doesn't draw attention to himself, but he's not subtle either. He doesn't sneak or anything.
Okay, gotcha. Could I? 2 dots, lore, changeling.
No. I don't know what I'd be able to do.
3 occult, 2 intelligence?
Yep.
Okay. Observe what he's
doing. And your professional training applies too.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of dice.
Observe what he's doing very carefully, see if it looks familiar in any way, shape, or form.
Since I haven't actually had the time to implement that dot, should I set 1 dice aside?
Well, you bought it today, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does your meditative mind apply here?
Nope.
Yeah, meditative mind mostly helps resist effects, for the most part.
That's a lot of 7s.
Do you want me to do anything? I'm not really...
That's 2 successes.
Yeah, using a specific ability.
I just want to look at it.
So Abernathy, you can't tell what he's doing.
Do I not like the look of it?
I don't know. It looks very happy. I mean, it makes happy trees grow all over the door of the vault and weave into a lattice of vines and sprout beautiful flowers.
Okay. Does this at all resemble when Amelia made the portal?
Yeah, it does. But it's different. Because it doesn't open to anywhere else.
My hand's on my gun while I'm watching him.
Rather than opening something to, it weaves over something and seems to lock it closed.
Okay, all right.
Well, Minto, what'd you do there?
He shrugs and he goes, I don't know, and walks away.
I do not like that.
Okay.
You're welcome to do a perception if you want.
I would like to investigate
your expression.
No, what I think what Abernathy would do in this situation is just let them go into town and then just sit there at the door, just like watching it the entire time, cleaning his gun.
Awesome. So you're willing to miss the meeting with Amelia?
I'm sure that whatever if she goes to As they're leaving, he just sort of like pokes his head out around the corner. He's like, if she decides she's going to go and kill the fetch, let me know first. I'd like to help.
Okay.
Abernathy's sitting it out. Okay.
Anything to shoot a child, I guess.
No, anything to deliver justice and to live up to my virtue of duty.
Well, I confess that was a
duty. Child shooting. Got it.
That was unexpected, but playing your character. So, yeah, it takes an hour or so. You all find a nondescript motel, hotel. I didn't hear a
consensus. Motel, motel?
I didn't hear a consensus on how much money you want to drop for this.
Well, even like a nice hotel room's like $200 a night, right? Most,
yeah. I mean, you could probably find a decent one for $100.
And then,
but a motel is just so hashtag aesthetic.
Yeah.
Nobody
asks what's going on in a motel. Because nobody wants to know.
While that's going on, I need to make a phone call.
Okay, go for it.
I believe that I would like to call Ember.
Ooh. Interesting choice. Okay. Not who I was expecting. Hello.
Hi, Ember. This is Mason.
Oh, hey, sexy voice. What's up?
I have things for you.
Okay, make it quick. I'm hungover.
All right. A stack of...
Do you think citrus goes in a banana smoothie? I think it would, but I'm not sure.
It would cut the sweetness very nicely.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
You hear some unpleasant squishing noises over the speaker.
Oh, he put a whole lemon in there, didn't he?
You don't know. It could be a grapefruit.
It could be an orange.
Yeah. It's an orange. That's what I had in my head.
I have, as far as I'm aware, over 900 new layouts and destinations mapped for you.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
I need a favor in exchange for them.
Okay, see, here's the thing. You kind of have a group account, mm-hmm. and that girl, you know, the cute one with the big titties, she hasn't paid me back yet, mm-hmm. so I'm not really cashing any other favors. Mm-hmm. Me and Zephyr have this thing going on. Oh. We're trying to, like, control our debt and consolidate mm-hmm. our outstanding balances.
Okay. So
he's being really bitchy about this whole girl's debt thing.
Yeah. So, I'll cash this in.
And it's really making me look bad.
Yeah. I'll cash this in, and we can wipe her debt on that and then just reapply the new debt onto that. So we'll get rid of your current debt problem.
Is that how that works? I don't know how that works.
It should work wonderfully. I think the debt will go down overall. 900 new locations?
Let me check the contract terms. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you hear shuffling paper.
Foley.
That's a 2 for the high-low. Yeah, I think only she can pay that back. So okay. If she has 9,000 new pass, she can pay those. Mm-hmm. That checks out.
Okay. Well, I'll worry about that for her. So you're not interested in cashing in all of this new information with our deal, which was simply that I would get favors in exchange between you and me for a massive new information, which you didn't have time to look up yourself.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can pay that back any time.
Well, I'm not paying back anything because I never made a deal that cost me anything.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
Yeah, huh?
She did. I made a contract with you to ensure her safety, which persists her deal.
Okay, I'm getting confused.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't the deal the portal, though?
The deal was the portal.
Really, I was doing mm-hmm. you a favor that protected her.
But he also hasn't made the portal yet, so it's a quagmire.
That's up in the air. Man, we need to get a demon expert in here.
A lawyer.
So we'll just...
Same thing.
Tie up all those loose ends. I will give you all of this new and valuable information, and you will do one thing for me, and then I won't bother you until I have something useful again.
So, are you saying you don't want the portal anymore?
I do want the portal, but I want it moved.
But you also want something else.
Nope.
Yeah, huh? You just said you wanted something else.
I wanted the portal moved. Which is new.
No, that's what we originally agreed with. I'm so confused.
Same.
Fuck. Okay.
So no new deal.
I think we're going to have to talk about this off mic.
No new deal.
Oh, no, I'm playing Ember here.
Oh,
okay. Oh, no, this is wildly in character for Ember.
The worst demon, TM. Okay, fine.
Finish the contract.
Don't call any auditors, yeah. All right? We'll just, okay, you've got your copy, right? Yeah. Tell me you have your copy.
It's okay, we'll do the exchange.
Are you on a digital phone?
This is a, what would you call a burner, yeah.
Okay, good enough. A red pen pops out of your cell phone speaker. Mm-hmm. Okay, here, use this pen so it matches.
Mm.
And we're going to write it together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In exchange for one parentheses portal, parentheses close, and then sign it, and that's good.
Add the sign here.
Uh-huh.
Designates the location of the portal.
Uh-huh.
And that the recipient of the signee.
Well, hey, you're adding extra words now. What are you saying?
You get 900 new locations.
I get 900 new locations. He writes that exactly. I get. And does yours have a kitty on the top right corner?
Not yet.
Okay, it needs that. We have to make this look like it's legit. Okay, if someone comes and checks this, I don't want to get in trouble.
That's fine. Kitty Where's is Joe? 90%.
Where's Joe?
Excuse me, but during the audit, we found that this kitty was much rounder than the one on this copy.
Who do you think he's worried about, Steven?
It needs whiskers, John.
It has whiskers. It
Joe's the reason this is happening.
It's proportionate whiskers.
Give it bigger whiskers, it's cuter.
It looks like a four-legged Raichu.
Hold on, is someone else witnessing this?
No.
No.
Because if they're witnessing this, then they will find them.
That's all right, they're not there.
This is so stressful, this is why I don't do deals. Okay. Sorry.
All right.
All right. Okay, I will move the portal. All
right.
Anything else you want, baby doll? You hear him slurping a smoothie very loudly.
How are you going to get the stack of papers? Are you coming by? Oh, you need to install the portal, so.
Oh, just like, this is hard to describe. Put your phone on something flat, and then put the contract over your phone,
mm-hmm.
and then look away for 3 seconds. Are you doing it?
Yes.
Slurping noises.
He's looking at it.
Are you sure you're not looking?
I am not looking.
You are looking, I can tell.
I'm not looking.
Are you really not?
No, I'm not looking.
Okay. You feel the paper disappear.
Okay.
Ever's gonna owe Red a lot after this conversation.
Red is going to be pissed and confused.
Pissed and confused.
I am not the storyteller. I am shutting up.
Okay, that was a lot. But do remind the pretty girl that she's got to pay me back,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
It's getting to be a problem.
What does she owe you for again?
I don't know.
That's good.
And now I'm really stressed and I just feel like I really need a nap. So are we done?
Oh. When should I expect the portal?
The what?
I need a portal installed in there.
Oh, right. Okay. I'll take care of that after my nap. Bye-bye.
Bye.
3 years later.
Sorry, Amber takes forever to get to the point.
Quick. All right. Well, that's another asset acquired.
You never said where the portal was going.
Mm-hmm.
He said in his RV.
In his RV,
yeah.
I imagine he'd put it in the John.
I was about to say, in the toilet.
It's going to be like the Ministry of Magic where they have to flush themselves to go into it.
Where else would he put it?
I could do the responsible thing and just put it in the back or something, yeah. But this is funny.
Well, are you going to check?
Sure.
I mean, I imagine he would want to.
I'm going
to
go investigate my RV.
All right, so by the time you get to the RV, it takes you a while of just opening shit.
And we got to shut down, deactivate the lockdown procedures and contact Father Dearest. And
don't worry, I got it.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to...
Gumball. No, that wasn't it.
Oh.
Gummies. It was something like that. What was it?
Pardon me.
What's another one with the gum in it?
He just reaches over him and pecks at the keyboard.
Slap!
If you want to make an intelligence roll, we can figure this out, JD.
I'm just going to make a high low to see if he remembers.
That is your intelligence roll.
That is true. It's low.
How low?
Just not very low.
It's on the low side, 5.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was gumbo.
Gumbo.
A siren starts ringing and will not stop.
I know this. It's there somewhere. I know I got the first half right. I know that's right.
What the hell's going on up there?
In the word? You remember he told you what the new password was, so you can go and shut it off pretty easily.
God damn it, have to do everything around here. Tree monsters might be coming in and eating our dicks. Get out of here.
So,
tree monsters?
He hasn't seen the vault. Boop, 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 boop.
What happened to the vault?
What?
Gumdrop! Damn, I knew it!
So it takes
you about my dick?
A while of poking every part of this RV. But eventually you discover that when you open the glove compartment, your registration, insurance, and all of the repairs and all that stuff is gone in place of a very dark, endless abyss.
Are we supposed to crawl in there?
In the glove box?
Yes.
That's delightful.
Can I fit in it?
No, but once you put two legs in, it sucks you down like the Santa Claus.
Oh, you're Tim Allen-ing us.
What'd you say, Bob?
That's horrific.
you get pulled over. Hold on, sir. Let me just grab my license and insurance.
I wanted to be whimsical, but we also have to support body diversity here, so everyone fits in the portal.
I'm good with that. Good reason.
In this house, we support body diversity.
With Santa Claus references.
Everyone gets ripped down the portal exactly the same, regardless of what shape you are.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it could have been in a more inconvenient place, to be honest.
I know, I thought about it.
The cup holder?
It could have been on top maybe, of the
RV?
The middle?
I contemplated the hood, just because then you'd have to do it in public and leave your engine exposed to everyone around. But then I could see that biting me in the ass, so...
Yeah. The exhaust pipe.
That would have been pretty good. I regret. So that's that. However, on the inside of the glove compartment in the lipstick is written, that titty bitch owes me.
Listen, he hasn't called me in for it. He said he could let me know.
He banged into your glove compartment. Is that not good enough?
Well, he hasn't said what he wants me to do.
I would pass that information along, girl.
Someone should put a note on the inside of it that just says post no bills.
I think there is, though, in stark contrast, there is a little like lip mark next to the word titty bitch.
Yeah, I think that would be when I remember that.
I want to get one of those like name necklaces, like it just says titty bitch on it. I think that would work really well for Darla.
I feel like we all just need necklaces from our Ember nicknames.
Oh no, and the pressure. Now I have to come up with good ones for all of them.
Oh god, what was mine? I don't think I had one yet. I think I was.
You were sexy voice.
Animal. Your sexy voice.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, that one just happened. Whew. So, that's all resolved. You come back, I guess, to join the party?
Yes.
Okay. And right about then, you get a call. From Amelia, letting you know that she is in the city and asking for directions.
How long is it?
That was quick.
It was. It was only about an hour.
She hedge hopped.
Do you have a jet? Oh, all right. So we're not meeting at the stake because that would be very dangerous, and I don't know what my father's up to. I'd rather not compromise you. So we are meeting at this hotel, if you would. Try and make your way there.
Okay. You hear some very strange wailing in the background, a kind of staticky thing. McCall cuts out for a minute and then comes back and she goes, okay, I'm here.
I'll meet you outside.
Is she outside?
She actually steps out of the women's bathroom in the lobby area of the hotel.
I think Mason just has this face of wonder and excitement.
She has
and then genuine confusion.
A twig with three little leaves sticking out of her hair. And whenever she sees you looking at her, she sort of like pats her hair back, finds the twig, her eyes go really wide, and then she like throws it on the ground and steps on it as she kind of walks up to you. And she like opens her mouth as if to speak, fumbles, and ends up just jumping into you and giving you a big hug.
Aww. It's really good to see you. I'm sorry I made you come, but really, I appreciate it. Hopefully they will too.
Question, or is it just Mason and her?
I think everyone is welcome to be here.
Except for Abernathy, right?
Still got the door.
Except for Abernathy.
Yeah, everyone that agreed to go here with the group is potentially here. And she lets go and still doesn't look in your eye, but she looks closer than usual.
Yeah.
And nods and she says, I went to the store today. I wasn't afraid. So thanks.
Yeah, we're gonna make progress here, really, and you're a big part of that. So, whenever you're ready, if you'll walk past all of these people, we'll make our way to our room, and you'll meet or re-meet everybody.
Darla waggles her eyebrows at Mason, like, I know what's going on here.
So she but, stands close to Mason. She doesn't really like all these strange new people.
This is JD.
Hello.
I believe you've already met Darla.
Well, not officially. I'm Darla.
She recognizes you from the window.
And this is our good friend, Dr. Wolf.
Hi. So what do I see?
Her eyes go very wide when she looks at Wolf. You see, she wears a very matching uniform to the other two that you met from this group. Although she does have very long antlers that come out of her head with lots of splits and curves. And from them hang all kinds of little ornaments and star charms and string all tangled between the branches of her antlers.
That's cool as hell.
Yeah, Wolf is looking above her head, not at her for a second, then kind of shakes it off. Hello, it's nice to meet you. I'm Dr. Wolf.
She sort of stares kind of big, moony-eyed at you with her chin sort of tilted to the side and squints. And she sniffs really obviously, like her nose wrinkles up. And after a minute, she kind of comes back to herself and realizes she's being very odd and looks down at her shoes. Where are them?
We got a hotel.
Yeah, if you'd follow
right.
us.
Yeah.
So you all go to the hotel room, and you're witness to a scene which makes you all feel like intruders. It's very much like a family meeting each other again after a very long time. As Amelia and the other two reacquaint themselves. But eventually they sort of break apart and look to you like it's like they've run out of, you know, obvious things to say and it's time to get down to business.
Well, Amelia, I believe you're familiar with the primary reason you're here. We need to deal with what to do with April. We don't know what to do. Her fetch is still in place. We don't know if her family has a place for her yet. We don't know what her mother's intent was, sending her away. So these things need to be addressed, and we haven't the slightest clue how, let alone the covens, which we've touched on briefly?
So the yeah.
Quartz.
Quartz.
Yeah, so Reverie, as you start to broach the topic, pats Amelia on the back, but Amelia, her face really drops, and she sort of covers her face in her hands and shakes her head back and forth, and it all kind of seems to be much for her, all these people and all this really heavy conversation. And she walks to, you know, in most of these rooms, so there's, like, two queen beds, and there's, like, a piece of furniture that's got the TV on it, and, like, a wet bar, and then there's usually a desk with a little chair next to it,
yeah.
And, like, the windowed wall with the curtains hanging. So she kind of goes to that corner where the curtains and the desk meet and just faces the corner, like she's just trying to block all of you out. And then she starts talking. She says, I want to tell you, it was me with Figment. I did recruiting. That's the word. We're recruiting, remaking, reinventing. Yeah. Her mom doesn't know. I tricked her. And Wolf, when you look at the little girl, it wasn't very obvious before, but after all of the greetings, she's had a lot of hugs, and she's had several of the other changelings sort of pat her on the head, and her hair has shifted, and now you can see just the smallest bud of antlers coming up through her hair. And no one else can see this, obviously, but to you, it bears a clear resemblance to Amelia. And Amelia says, I replaced me and got out.
Who?
Please don't hate me.
I couldn't.
But at that point, she kind of crosses her arms over her stomach and holds herself and just waits to see how the rest of the room will react. The other changelings don't seem to react. Like, this is something they already knew in some way. But they all kind of share guilty expressions, as all of them know they have or would have done something equally horrible if they had been there as long as Amelia had.
I think I might walk up and just place a hand on her shoulder.
She flinches and steps closer to the wall, so close her nose is almost touching the corner.
What happened was unspeakably awful. And you're all out now. We can start from there. But we can't change what happened. And you can try now.
She shakes her head and her hair sort of billows long in the small of her back, and she spins abruptly to face the room. And her brows are drawn, her face is tense, and tears are just starting to slip out of her eyes and pour down her cheeks. And she speaks directly to April, and she says, I'll fix it. I promise, I'll fix it. And April, being as young as she is, doesn't really seem to fully grasp the situation that she's in. She just walks up to Amelia and puts her hands on Amelia's hands. And she says, I can go home. Amelia, sort of pulls away from her touch and wipes the moisture from her face and nods. She says, "Yes, we'll." She looks to Mason and all of you and back to Mason. Yeah, we'll get her back. Right?
Absolutely. Whatever we can do, we will.
I promise you that.
Then I can kill it.
All right.
I killed mine anyway.
How do we explain this to her family? Do we?
Well, I mean, she's already been acting weird. I mean, the fetch didn't do a good job of imitating the girl anyway. So I think.
Did her mother think something was off?
No, she's obviously different. One of them stopped speaking, so I don't think it's that. It'll be that weird if her personality shifts again. I think it'd just be par for the course.
They'll blame it on childhood. They'll blame it on hormones, but I don't think they'll suspect too much.
So we shouldn't disclose everything.
I think we should just swap them.
They don't need to know anything.
Pull the fetch out, kill it, and then put the little girl in its place.
Well, will April need a mentor of sorts? Somebody to help her? She's not human anymore.
You guys mentioned courts, right? Does Kansas City have them?
Amelia nods. It's the same for this area.
We didn't drive them out.
And that shuts her mouth very quickly as she's gotten comfortable around Mason enough that she sometimes forgets. But that was a clear reminder there that it's your family that is threatening the change.
He's wearing the guilt on his face, but he still says it.
She says, I can... They don't like me, but I can do it. And she looks at Wolf and you know what? I'm going to have... This is going to be a big roll. I'm going to have her roll empathy here. She does not have a lot of... Wolf, you lucky son of a bitch. She was about to out you, but she got a success. So she opens her mouth, and then she recognizes the look on Wolf's face as one of discomfort and fear, and then she closes her mouth and redirects her response to the other changelings in the room. We all are spring. I can take you. Not with them. She looks at the hunters.
We shouldn't come for safety even?
What if I went as a chaperone? And he shoots a look to Mason, like...
Yeah, I would be fine with that. Maybe Wolf can accompany.
Is that all right?
Deanna, I could hug you right now.
She says, it's not safe for humans.
But maybe he can just, you know, drive you to the door.
And then the old man, who has remarkably more empathy, sort of reads the tension and he says, well, yeah, we don't have a car. That would be great. That would be really... And he shoots Amelia a look and looks back to Wolf and says, really helpful. Anyone who doesn't know that Wolf is a changeling is welcome to roll...
I think it's only JD.
Well, I'm not sure.
Abernathy's not here.
Not even there.
But he's not here, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody called him.
No, I'm not in this, I'm not even in this scene. I've just been here drawing Amelia.
We haven't gotten to kill the fetch yet.
That was with intent.
Sir not appearing in this scene.
Sir not appearing in this film.
What am I
rolling? Michael, I'm sorry!
Let me look at a character sheet, because I always get the skills wrong.
My brain said insight, but
I got
that's
one
not...
prepped for you if you need it.
That's not a skill here.
Given that this is a subtle emotional interplay, let's call it wits empathy.
Awful.
More than one dice?
That's four.
Not awful, he says, grabbing handfuls of dice.
It's four dice, is it? Three?
Oh.
You rolled three out of four. Nice.
So, JD, at this moment, you actually put together all of the looks, capital L, that are being shot around this room, and you start to go, hang on, something's not right here.
He's just sitting in the puzzle, like in the corner, like puzzling
it
out
that
to himself.
Meme where there's like math superimposed.
Yeah, the math superimposed around his face.
Mason's looking directly at Wolf with pursed lips right now.
And then JD's having a thought.
He's glancing over at JD.
Wolf is kind of just staring at JD, and if this was an anime, you could see the despair lines behind it.
I was thinking about like what it would look like if he failed. It would just be like, it'd be like that lady on Facebook who sees two women in wedding dresses. Like, it's so nice that two women as best friends can get married on the same day.
Can I tell what everybody else who that everybody else knows that he's the only one in the room out of the loop?
For three, I think you can not only tell that something's weird about Wolf because all these changelings are looking at him like he's one of them, but also that none of the other hunters seem perturbed by this.
That's not fair in the least. Nobody said anything. How long? How long?
How long?
10 hours?
What?
Oh, like just then?
I guess. I don't know what we're talking about. Help.
Wait, someone does
help.
That mean we're?
No, we're not.
I am. You're not.
Yeah, we have.
Okay. I don't know how any of this works.
I don't think we've
I think I'm having a heart attack.
I don't think we've
I need to sit down. I'm just gonna sit down. I'm gonna sit down on the floor now. Okay. Alright.
No, okay. Okay.
Yeah, don't worry, that allegory
JD,
is part of it.
You cannot tell Abernathy.
Oh yeah, that's obvious. You'd probably shoot him.
Yeah.
What do you think I am?
I'm gonna
stupid?
Lie down now!
Just don't let that slip. Okay? That's the only reason we kept it from you. Well, we didn't,
I tell everybody everything.
We didn't keep you out specifically. We're just trying to keep it on the DL. That's all right.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not the one running around trying to shoot kids because I think they're train trains.
That also wasn't anybody in this room.
Yes, I know, but I'm just saying that, like, you know, we also were like all were... coming here, and somebody could have said something.
From the filthy, filthy motel carpet, Wolf says, JD, it wasn't a trust thing. It's just I'm kind of going through something right now.
I bought you
which
a nice hotel to have this moment in.
But you two! He points at Mason and Darla. You!
JD!
Jacuz!
The thing is that, like I said, it wasn't intentional. He just... Listen, I just figured it out because I looked at him and I thought, well, that's weird. And then we told Mason. That's literally how it happened.
I'm shit at this.
And Mason
so
smelled
I
it
just
on me.
Respected his wishes.
Well, I'll just leave you out. With a harumph.
But, JD, you were with Abernathy smoking weed last night. I couldn't have been like, hey, guess what I found?
Well, it's not like I was, like, had one blunt with the guy.
Well, that's the whole time we were doing that thing. And then you went to bed. So, next time.
Stop spinning.
Come talk to me.
Harumph. I said harumph.
So,
right.
What are we gonna, or is this gonna happen now?
We should, in your experience, what's more important presently? Dealing with the courts or dealing with the fetch?
The fetch.
Well, then...
That's why the alarms went off!
Yes, God
damn it, JD.
1,000-yard stare.
That's why the alarm went off.
I just thought it was broken. God. Sorry.
We'll eventually need to address them.
For now.
But as far as everyone in this room...
So how are we going to do that?
I look to the changelings who have been changelings for more than 12 hours.
Is there a good way to lure it out other than just confronting it directly?
Amelia very nonchalantly shrugs and she goes, therapy?
She does therapy? Go to therapy.
All changelings go to therapy.
Even the fetches?
I mean the kids. At least unless their parents are bad. I guess a lot of parents are bad.
We've never okay. had time for... Oh, is that not normal?
But,
you know,
no,
Mason,
therapy.
You know, that's, I think...
That's my gig.
Maybe everybody yeah. could benefit from therapy.
I thought that was a California thing.
Oh my god. I am so worried. Wolf is standing up now. Mason,
yeah.
love, dear,
yeah. Yeah.
hands on shoulders. We're gonna have a serious talk one of these days. But later. Okay, therapy. Okay. I'm a licensed therapist.
Okay.
I mean, doesn't she have one?
Well, what if he was sick one day and their practice needed a replacement?
So, we'll have Abernathy abduct the therapist. That's a lot better than abducting a child.
Can't we just food poison them?
Amelia,
why is it immediately that?
Puts her index finger over Mason's, like, mouth.
Yeah, and he stops.
And then she looks at the other hunters and she says, I replace the therapist.
You can do that?
With, like, magic?
She kind of looks confused. And then she kind of scratches her head and she goes, maybe?
Can you change your form?
She shakes her head. She says, change eyes. She points to your eyes, Mason.
You're gonna take her eyes?
Oh!
What happened?
She'll change what they see.
Ah! And she points at JD and nods.
Oh, that's a lot better than what I was thinking.
Can you show us?
Can I do that?
She bites her lip and, squints at JD. And, JD, what you see in front of you is a centaur.
Ah! Is that what you really look like?
Do you do the grabby hands that you're currently doing?
Yes. Like, wave above where it'd be taller.
The centaur jumps back and puts her arms over her chest, and the illusion breaks. And Amelia okay. sticks her tongue out at you.
I'm just confused.
No hands.
Okay.
Are you?
People are magicking me and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Everybody knows what's going on here and I feel like I'm the one being violated here.
Okay.
That's my brain and it's for me.
Okay. So this is solid.
Amelia points her hand again and goes, exactly!
Yeah. So we're gonna find their therapist and violate their brains.
And then her arm pivots to Darla. Yes.
And then kill the fetch.
Double yes.
I'm aboard. Sounds fun.
Uncanny Valley Cancer Cell is created and produced by Buckle Nagel and Stephen Pope. The players are Garrett Schmigel as Vic, Deanna Venable as Darla, Michael Morris as JD, Stephen Pope as James Wolfe, and John Tompkins as Mason, with Buckle Nagel running the game. Hunter the Vigil 2nd Edition is produced and published by Onyx Path Publishing. Find us online at Uncanny Show on Twitter and www.uncannyvalleyshow.com. Make sure you check out Wild Cards, Experience Pointers, and other Saving Throw Show productions on the Saving Throw Network. And hey, have a good night.